regardless, you know, you got a lot of ignorant minds out there as well. I mean, this is a
let's educate, motherfuckers.
Let's educate. Like my man KRS-One said.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
What am I supposed to be doing here?
Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, everyone. It's RBCP. Time for another for the nightly snowplow show that happens every night, because I always do a snowplow show every single night of the week. It's time to do a snowplow show. I have some video store customers that need to be called. I don't have very many of them, so it's probably going to be a short show. But what the hell? Let's see what these people say. This first guy rented Runner and Nonstop. I don't know what that is. Why not? Let's give him a call. His name's Ronald.
Hello?
Hey, is this Ronald?
Yeah.
Hey, this is John from Video. You rented a Runner and Nonstop from us tonight?
Yeah.
And I just needed to let you know we're sick of your shit. We are sick of your shit. You know, those girls that are working at the counter, they are way too young for you. And you don't need to be looking at them like that. You know, every time they turn their back, you're like staring at their ass. You're way too old for them. I mean, come on. You are not a high schooler, Ronald. You are not a high schooler. If you want to continue to rent videos from us...
What the hell are you talking about? I don't even know who this is or what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, like maybe you think it's amusing to hit on, you know, little kids. Basically little kids.
Dude, I'm not hitting on. What the fuck
are you talking about?
You are all
over these girls. I mean, you may as well be just raping them. Why don't you just rape them? Why don't you just rape those little kids? All right. He hung up. Why'd he hang up? Oh... Pedophile! Exactly, Cactus Smoke. He's a pedophile. This guy is a pedophile harassing my employees. Maybe he thinks it's amusing to be a pedophile. He tells all his old pedophile friends, this little girl at the video store, she is...
Hi, you've reached Ron Letts at 8... Give your name and number, and I will get back to you when I can. Thank you.
I think that's a cell phone.
At the tone, please record your message.
Okay. Goddamn Ronald. Ronald the pedophile. The pedophile. Yeah, sorry, this is pre-recorded. This is from a year ago, you guys. I don't do video stores anymore. There's no video stores open in 2014. What are you guys thinking? Yeah, the pedophile's afraid to answer the phone. He knows he's caught. He knows he's a pedophile, and he knows he's busted. Fucking pedophile.
You've reached Ron Letts.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh my god, he's quivering by the phone. He's afraid to answer now. Cactal Appendage in the chat room says anyone named Ronald is automatically a pedophile. I agree with that. If you're a listener and your name is Ronald, maybe you don't know it yet, but you are a pedophile.
Now you've reached Ronald.
Oh, really? Really? I'm going to save his number. I'm not deleting this one. I'm going to write a note. Pedophile. Hiding. Pedophile in hiding. That's the note I'm writing in capital letters, all caps. I will not rest until all these pedophiles are, you know, we bring them out in the open.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Ron, maybe you think it's hilarious to be a pedophile and to... You know how old this girl is? Okay, she's 18. Okay, that's not a pedophile technically, but basically, you are a pedophile. I mean, you know, you'd be looking at her the same way if she was 17. You know you would be. You are a fucking pedophile. You are a bad person. You need to be locked up. I mean, it starts out with 18-year-olds, and next thing you know, you're in chat rooms with 13-year-olds trying to pick up 13-year-olds. Sick of your shit, Ronald. Sick of your shit. And you better, I don't want to see you around here anymore. Like, when you return those videos, you bring them to the night deposit. Because we don't want to see your face in here. We know you're a pedophile, and we're sick of your shit. So you bring them to the night deposit. You bring them in after hours. You're a baby fucker. Basically, you're a baby fucker. Cactus Smoke says you're a baby fucker. Baby fucker. You know you should change your name to Ronald Baby Fucker Letts. Ronald Baby Fucker Letts. That's basically your name, you baby fucker. You know, just stay away from our store and just go fuck babies somewhere. Since that's your thing, obviously. Alright, thank you. Enjoy your movie. Saving his number. Pedophile in hiding. That's his new name. Staring at our girls, our cashiers. Okay. Next! Oh.
Sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Balls. Okay, so this next one. It is a, so an employee purchased a soda. She didn't rent any movies, she just purchased a soda, and I guess they needed her phone number for that. So, her name's Brittany. Brittany, she's the one that was being stared at by the pedophile, Ron Pedophile Letts. Cactus Smoke says he buys Cabbage Patch Kid dolls and doesn't have a daughter. That's how much of a pedophile he is. He watches My Little Pony. That's... what? Hello, Brittany?
Please leave your message after the tone.
Come on, Brittany. It's your work calling. So she's an employee. She's an employee, and after work, I guess she bought a soda. Oh, come on. Is this going straight to voicemail?
Please leave your message at...
Come on, Brittany, wake up! Hi, Karaz! Welcome to the live show. It's gonna be a short show, I'm sorry. I don't have very many numbers to call. But whatever, it'll be fun. Okay. Victoria, she rented Black Hawk Down and Freebird. What the fuck is Freebird? I'm going to imdb.com right now. I'm going to Google Freebird on IMDb. Freebird. Freebirds. Freebirds. 2010, 2013. I'm going to guess it's 2013. It's a weird Thanksgiving movie with Owen Wilson, Woody Harrelson, and Amy Poehler. And she rented Freebirds. Okay. Hey, Victoria.
Yes?
Hey, this is Gary. I'm the district manager here with the video store.
Yes.
Can you hear me? It sounds like you're dying or something.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you just awake? Are you asleep? Or?
I am sleeping, yeah.
Okay. Well, can you talk with your mouth to the mouthpiece part of the phone? Like, actually...
Yes.
Okay, that's better. You're doing it, Victoria. Okay, you rented Black Hawk Down tonight and Freebird for 5 nights.
Yeah.
And it's just 2 movies. Like, really, is it going to take you 5 nights to watch that shit?
Yeah.
Really, 5 nights? Like, are you going to watch Freebird every single night this week?
I don't know. What's this about?
I just don't understand. Right, I mean, you paid for 5 nights. You could have just paid for 1 night or 3 nights, but you paid for 5 nights.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck, Victoria? What is your problem, basically?
I don't know. What the fuck is wrong?
No, wait. Don't. I'm snapping my fingers, talking to the microphone. Oh, she hung up. All right, I need to put more effort into these calls, because I fucked up this Victoria call. She answered. God damn it. God damn it. Oh, she picked up and hung up that time. Okay. Let me leave the music off this time.
I'm sorry.
So for those who don't know, Victoria rented Freebirds. The synopsis says, two turkeys from opposite sides of the tracks must put aside their differences and team up to travel back in time to change the course of history and get turkey off the holiday menu for good. That actually sounds kind of hilarious. It's a time travel movie. It's got Owen Wilson, Woody Harrelson, Amy Poehler, George Takei is the voice of Steve. And that's it. No more other famous people. On November 1st, hang on to your nuggets. Victoria, you motherfucker. I only have so many numbers to call. What am I supposed to do for the rest of the night?
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
Alright. Next one is also a female. What could I say to somebody who rented tonight? They rented the movies That Awkward Moment and RoboCop for one night. What could I say? I can't call the courthouse guy. I don't have his number. He changed it. I could have easily gotten a new number, but I wouldn't do that because that's harassment. I don't call people over and over and over for years at a time anymore like I used to. I don't do that stuff. I'm a responsible prank caller. I follow the rules at phonelosers.org/rules. Huh? Hi, is Norma there?
She is not here right now.
Oh, I can barely hear you. Can you talk into the microphone part of the phone?
She's not here right now. I can take a message.
Oh, well, she rented some movies from us. I'm the district manager with the video store.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she rented That Awkward Moment and RoboCop.
Yeah? Yeah?
Okay, which one did she watch tonight?
The Awkward Moment.
Oh, okay. How was that? Did she enjoy it?
Yeah.
Because if she enjoyed it, she gets a free drink and a free popcorn the next time she comes in. But if she didn't enjoy it, she does not get shit. I mean, I'm sorry. She doesn't get anything. Is she a Zac Efron fan?
Excuse me?
Is she normally a Zac Efron fan? Like, how old is she? How old is Norma, by the way?
Who is this?
I'm the district manager here with video.
And why are you calling this late?
Because, okay, here's the thing. It's like a promotional thing. It's for the movie That Awkward Moment. And it is my job, as a part of the promotion, to create an awkward moment. Like, she rented an awkward moment. Well, here it is. Our intern, Kuraz, came up with that recently. So, is she a Zac Efron fan? How old is Norma? What did I say? I'm so confused. I don't understand what would warrant a hang-up? Okay. I thought it was a great idea, Kuraz. Kuraz is my favorite intern.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling for Norma.
Yeah, she's not here right now.
Oh, can you speak into the microphone part of the phone so I can actually hear you?
Who is this?
Oh, you know, like, you've got it upside down. You're talking into the earpiece. Like, you'll be able to hear me better, and I'll be able to hear you better if you just turn it around 180 degrees on the side of your face.
Seriously, who is this?
I'm being completely serious. I cannot hear shit. Like, you sound like you put the phone down on the floor and walked to the other side of the room. And that's how you sound to me right now. I know.
All right, who the fuck is this?
I know I sound like KDK right now, but no, I'm calling from video stores. I'm the district manager of the stores. And Norma rented some movies from us tonight.
Uh-huh.
Her credit card was declined.
All right, bro. Shut the fuck up.
No, don't talk to me like that. Don't... Man, sir? Sir? Yeah. All right. I got to take a break right now. I will be right back, and we will call the remaining three numbers from tonight, and then I'm going to end the show, because I have movies to watch tonight. Play a song. Let's play Zombies. Why not?
So, it's Ellie.
What the fuck?
Are you serious?
This is a den of testosterone. You can't invite a girl to a place like this.
Well, I'm gonna buzz her in.
She's not gonna talk about Xbox. I'm gonna be sitting here being like, oh, I have to fart, but maybe I can't right now. She better have some hot friends. Open the door. I don't care. I'm getting wasted.
Yeah. Is that ice cream?
Yeah, it's peanut butter chocolate.
Give me the ice cream.
No, I need it. My girl broke up with me.
What are you, Bridget Jones?
Give me the ice cream. Back up, little man.
Give me the ice cream.
Nobody gets ice cream. We're going out.
You're single. We're staying single with you, man.
Yeah. Hey, you guys want a mint?
That's a weird mint, dude.
It's because it's a boner pill. You got 4 hours to drink like Keith Richards. Still got hard.
Yeah. I think I took too much Viagra. I just really got to
just get horizontal.
Get horizontal?
This is the stupidest idea I've ever...
Whoa. Wait, bro. It's actually working.
My girl's staring at you then in the bar.
What do I...
I'm still not gonna do that.
I'm just
gonna make you wait like 40 days.
I was gonna make you wait too, then I
realized
I'm a dude.
We're not supposed to see him more than twice in one week. You're seeing this chick twice in one day.
That's some girlfriend shit.
Some I have a girlfriend shit.
What's the deal with you and Chelsea?
Guess we'll see.
What are you doing here anyway?
What the fuck?
The fuck?
What the fuck?
Hey, it doesn't mean what you think it means.
It doesn't?
Oh, what does our relationship mean to you?
Wait, you guys are in a relationship?
I've been trying to pretend that things haven't changed.
Hey, come here, man.
Do not hug me with no pants on.
You're right, respect.
I love the way she laughs. I love the way we fit together in bed. Because we're the same height, our crotches line up perfectly.
That's really good.
I love that.
I love that.
Yeah, man.
So run and tell her that.
All right, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
Man, you're doing it.
Oh, shit.
Dude.
I don't know what to do, man. You gotta help me.
Where's she at right now?
I think she's uptown at some dress-up party.
Well, then, you are gonna be the guy who dresses up.
So, it's a different kind of dress-up party.
What are you wearing?
Rock out with, it's not my real cock, though.
Clearly. So, these are my parents.
Is it happening? Hi.
Oh, goodness.
It's a cocktail.
All right, that was the official trailer for the movie called That Awkward Moment. Doesn't it sound hilarious? I would pay $3.99 a night to rent that. Let's call her back again. Let's try Norma. Can't wait to see that movie. I'm going to go to my video store, to my local video store tonight. I'm going to rent that movie. Because we have a lot of video stores here in this town. George in the chat room reminds us, don't forget to rewind.
515-6319.
Don't worry, Cactus Smoke. Before the end of the show, which is going to be very short, I will call the pedophile back. Ronald Pedophile Letts. Pedophile in hiding.
Yeah, Reese.
I'm gonna put a note on this one that says, fuck goddammit. All right, so this next guy is really into horror movies. He rented Monster High, Ghoul School. He also rented Man Camp and Mr. Nobody. I am not even going to Google those movies on IMDb.com. His name is Travis. Hey, what should I say to people, by the way? Like, I sure cannot think of... Hi, Travis?
Yes.
Hey, it's George from the, I'm from the corporate office with Video Store.
Yeah.
And, you rented some movies, movies from us tonight?
Yeah.
And, it looks like, it shows here on the computer that you are on our terrorist watch list. It looks like, We're supposed to not rent to you even, but I guess the computer didn't pick it up in time, and you'd already escaped the store by the time we'd seen this in the computer.
Yeah.
You rented Monster High School School? What is that? Some weird independent 80s thing that your friend made?
What?
No, I'm just confused about this movie here, and we were supposed to not have... rented to you even. Like, you're on the watch list. You're basically a terrorist, according to Homeland Security. Like, because we're supposed...
Who is this?
Oh, my name is, I'm calling from the corporate office here with Video Store.
What?
Why are you laughing, sir?
Oh, why are you calling it so early in the morning?
Well, it's more like late at night. It's not early in the morning.
It's 2:15 in the morning.
Okay, so I would say that's late in the night, not early in the morning. Well, what time did you go to bed?
Like, fucking faggot motherfucker.
Did you go to bed at like 8? Okay, yeah, I'm the faggot, and you're the one that went to bed at like 8 at night. I went to bed at 8 p.m. Everyone else is a faggot except me.
So why are you calling me about a movie this late?
Because there's a problem with your account. I mean, okay, I'm the faggot, and you're the one watching Man Camp. You know, I have your account up here on the computer in front of me, and basically, I can delete
your
account.
Where are you located at?
Like, what the fuck? Are you really renting videos still in 2014? Have you ever heard of something called Netflix, Travis?
Yeah, I do have it, you faggot motherfucker.
Yeah, why don't you use it? Like, who the fuck rents movies in 2014? Look, Homeland Security has flagged your account. You are a known terrorist because you do not rewind your videos.
Okay, dude. Is this like a joke or something?
No, it's not a joke at all. I'm the district manager here, and you have
Where do you live? Where do you work at?
Where do I live at? I'm not going to tell you where I live at, you goddamn terrorist. Like, you're on the watch list.
You're a faggot fuck. Dude.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm the faggot,
but you
know
what? I'm calling the cops on you because you're a fucking punk.
Oh, okay, yeah, hello, hello, 911, this guy's a punk, arrest this man, he's a punk. Is that what you're going
to
say?
No, you're going to go to fucking, I'm calling the fucking cops, dude.
Really? Okay.
You're a fucking piece of shit, you're not going to call me up and harass me, I'll beat your fucking brains, you little pussy motherfucker.
Yeah, okay, yeah, they're going to believe,
you don't call me up again.
They're going to believe a known terrorist. You're basically...
Okay, you're a fucking weirdo. What did you do, quit your job today or something?
You're Osama bin Laden's little brother, basically.
You wouldn't call up here and... What did you do, quit your job?
No, I'm the district manager for the video store company.
So why are you calling me so late, man?
Oh, okay, why are you renting something called Man Cap Camp? You goddamn...
Man Cave? It's about this, like, 50-ass dude that fucking... Joe's just trying to be more macho because he keeps getting put in the frame.
Yeah, that sounds like something a straight person would rent.
Yeah, okay. Dude.
Yeah, did you watch it alone? Did you watch it alone or did you
What's
watch it with
name?
Your boyfriend?
What's your name?
Did you watch it alone or with your boyfriend? Explain.
You're a faggot fuck.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm the faggot, Mr. Okay, he's gone. Oh, thanks for the ideas, chat room people. It's
you
nice.
You have reached the voicemail box of 51.
Nice not having to think for myself.
You have reached the voicemail. Oh,
what do? Turn off his cell phone? You know, only a homosexual would turn off their cell phone like
you
this.
You have reached the
Come on.
You have reached the voicemail.
All right, let's give it a second. I'm going to put a note on this one. This man is a gay terrorist. Hey, I'm calling for Norma.
Hey, who is this?
I'm the district manager with a video store.
Yeah.
And it seems like we have a problem with her movies that she rented.
Uh-huh.
Yep, she rented Awkward Moment and RoboCop.
Yeah.
Where's Victoria? I mean, where's Norma? Why can't you just put Norma on the phone?
Hey, where you at?
I'm calling from the corporate office.
Hey, where are you guys at?
Oh, remember that one time when I told you I'm calling from the corporate office with the video store?
Yeah, where are you guys at? Where are you guys at?
Do I have to repeat myself again? I already told you where I'm at. I'm at the corporate office.
Hey, don't be scared, man. Look, tell me where you guys at.
Where's Norma? Like, why are you afraid to put Norma on the phone?
No, why are you guys afraid to tell me where you guys at?
I'm just calling about Norma's account. I'm not authorized to talk to other people about Norma's account.
I don't care. But where are you guys at?
Are you pretty angry? Are you ready to come and kick my ass here at the corporate office?
Where are you guys at, man? Just let me know. Where are you guys at?
I'm at the corporate office.
You guys want to be fucking playing games?
You guys? Okay, why am I, like, a plural? Why am I not a singular person?
Fucking calling at 2 in the morning?
Why do you think I'm several people instead of just one person? Like, you've only talked to one person, right? Why am I a you guys? Like, what have you done with Norma? Is Norma dead? Was Norma abducted?
Why the fuck are you calling at 2 in the fucking morning?
Why are you afraid to put Norma on the phone? Do you think someone's going to steal your girl from you?
I'm not fucking afraid. Norma's not even my girl. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, who's Norma? Is that your mom? Do you still live with your mom?
Who the fuck
is this? Look, you can't answer that one because it's true.
First of all, you live
with your mom still, don't you?
Oh, man, I just wish I fucking knew where you were at, seriously.
Yeah, I bet you do. Okay, listen.
Seriously, I do. Fucking want to be playing games.
I'm gonna cancel Norma's account. I'm gonna like type
you
on
go
the
ahead and,
type
go
on the
ahead
computer.
Go ahead and fucking do whatever type, the fuck type, you
type.
Want.
Oh, I'm printing out the cancellation order right now. Yep. I'm getting rid of Norma. Is not gonna be able to rent a video ever again in her life.
Oh man.
Basically, she's gonna be like everyone else in 2014. That doesn't rent videos.
That fucking sucks. We ain't gonna be able to watch no more movies.
Oh, I know. It's crazy, isn't it? It's like you're gonna have to go buy Netflix or something.
Fuck yeah, it's fucking crazy, man.
She's gonna have to get some, you know, definitely. She's gonna have to buy some Hulu.
Yeah, right.
$7.99 a month, motherfucker.
Yeah, right. Fuck.
Yep.
Fucking sucks.
What is she gonna do without the local video store in her life? Like she.
Oh man. I'm not gonna be able to live without it, man.
Yeah. Who's that bitch in the background?
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Oh, sounds like I struck a chord there. Is that Norma? Like, do you have
that's Norma.
Do you have her tied up?
That's Norma.
How come you're so insecure that you can't just have Norma come on the phone with me? Like, are you afraid to let her talk to other men?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, I think that must be it. Is that your grandma in the background? Are you in bed with your sister?
Man, I just wish I fucking knew where you were at.
Oh, guess what? You're never going to know where I'm at.
Yeah, you fucking pussy.
Hey, listen, I'm at the corporate office. Why don't you come down here and get me?
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
Just put Norma on the phone. I can hear her talking. Just put her on the phone. Are you afraid I'm going to take her away from you? Come on. Are you that insecure? Hey, why don't you ask me where I'm at again? Just like one more time. Ask, hey, where are you at?
Where you at?
Oh, I'm at the corporate office. Remember the last 12 times I told you that?
Oh, you like playing games, huh? You like playing games.
Yeah, you should repeat yourself a bunch. That'll get your point across. Hey, listen, did you enjoy RoboCop? Was it a piece of crap? Did you and Norma watch RoboCop together?
Oh, shit, you watched it too?
Yeah, yeah, it was the worst 90 minutes of my life.
Piece of shit, man.
Why don't you get on your bike and ride it over to the corporate office?
Right.
Oh my god, you watched RoboCop and the awkward moment. I just watched the preview for that awkward moment. Do you have a crush on Zac Efron or is that Norma? Like, which one of you likes Zac Efron the most?
What the fuck you keep asking about Norma? Who the fuck is Norma?
Well, you know what? It's under her account. She's the one that rented it because you're
who the
too
fuck is Norma?
You're too poor.
I do not know a fucking Norma.
Oh, really? No. Oh, let me tell you who Norma is. Norma's the one that you have to rent videos from because you're too poor. You're like too much of a deadbeat to get your own video store account because you have bad credit. So, like, you can't rent things like That Awkward Moment and RoboCop for yourself. You have to get some girl to do it for you. You have to get your little sister.
Yeah? Is that right? You enjoy talking all this shit over the phone?
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah.
I like how... Yeah. My favorite part is how you can't punch me in the face.
Safe over the phone, right?
Why don't you come down to the corporate office? Meet me at the bike rack at the corporate office, motherfucker.
Oh man.
Yeah. You know what? You're laughing at me, but you're the one that watched That Awkward Moment tonight, not me.
Hey.
I never even heard of that movie.
Must be nice talking all that shit over the phone.
Hey, yeah, why don't you come down here and meet me at the bike rack at the corporate office? Family Video Stores.
Oh man. You probably want those fucking nerds in school.
Right in front of the flagpole, motherfucker.
You probably want those nerds in school that got fucking bullied and shit, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, but at least I'm not a grown up who watches That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron.
Hey, now you're trying to get back at people by fucking trying to talk shit over the phone, huh?
Did you laugh at the part where he had his cock out? He rocked out with his cock out?
Yeah, I bet you like that, huh?
Oh, that was my favorite part. I just imagined myself with Zac Efron. Me and him riding off into the sunset.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
So, look, I'm not authorized to talk to you about Norma's account. Can you put Norma on the phone?
I don't even want to talk about Norma.
So, which one was more feminine? Was it RoboCop or That Awkward Moment?
That's cool.
Wasn't an answer to my question at
ever,
all.
Hey, did you ever get picked on in school?
Oh, all the time, constantly.
Right?
Yep.
Is this your way of getting back to
and then,
school?
And then when I grew up, I started watching movies like That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron.
Hey, how old are you, man?
Well, I'm 41 now.
Oh my god.
41
you're
years old.
41 and you're still doing this shit? What the fuck?
I know, what's wrong with me? But what at least I'm not watching That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron. He's such a cutie.
Hey, what the fuck is it with you and Zac Efron? Why you keep bringing up his name?
Oh,
man?
He's just so dreamy. Like, every time I see Zac Efron, my heart just melts, and I just...
Like, come
I'm just
on,
like,
bro.
Oh,
talk about fucking
I wish
woman.
I could
Why
be with Zac Efron. I wish Zac Efron was my boyfriend.
Hey.
Is Norma there? Can I please talk to
her? What the fuck? I'm surprised you didn't fucking bring up Zac Efron this time.
Oh, I don't know. Was Zac Efron the actor that played RoboCop?
I have no idea, bro. I haven't watched it.
Really? You only watched That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron?
Gee, I didn't finish watching it, man.
Hey, listen.
I got some pussy guy fucking calling over the phone talking shit.
Yep. At least I'm not a guy calling people pussy when I'm the one that watched That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron.
Oh, man. I can't believe you're fucking 40 and you're talking all this shit over the phone, man.
41. 41, sir.
Is this what you do for a living?
Yep.
Fucking talk, call people, fucking talk shit.
Pretty much.
Is it?
It's what I do instead of watching That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron.
Oh, man, you're fucking 41 and you're still doing this shit. What the fuck?
Yep. I'll be doing this when I'm 51, probably. Most likely.
You
But the one thing I will never do is I will never see That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron.
Hey, are you from Iowa? Where are you from? What state are you from?
Yeah, I'm right here in Iowa. I'm in Waverly, Iowa.
Oh, yeah? Waverly?
Waverly, Iowa.
When you coming to Des Moines?
Oh, no. Des Moines is too much of a big city for me.
Oh, is it? probably get your ass beat over here, bro.
Oh, yeah. Des Moines is a badass city. I would not ever enter Des Moines because I'd get my ass kicked.
You probably would.
Yeah. Yeah, by guys who watch That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron.
I'm sure you got a lot of guys that want to beat your ass.
Yep. That's why I don't go to Des Moines.
Yeah. Probably got a whole bunch of enemies over here.
Lots of enemies in Des Moines because it's a tough city. Des Moines, Iowa, where all the thugs hang out. The thugs that watch That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron. Is Norma getting really annoyed with you because you're just, like, talking on the phone? And she's like, come on, I'm your sister. You got to pay attention to me. I'm your little sister. You normally pay all this attention to me, but tonight you're just ignoring me and talking to people. Talking to the district manager of the video store.
I enjoy talking to you.
Oh, I love talking to you. We should hang out sometime. If you're ever in Waverly, I'm totally going to buy you a Kool-Aid. Grape Kool-Aid. Grape Kool-Aid is my favorite thing to drink when I watch That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron.
How about we meet up here in Des Moines?
Oh, how about you meet me at the bike rack at the corporate office?
I'm sure we'll get along.
Yeah, we would have so much fun together. We could talk about we could talk about all the finer points of That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
My favorite movie. That's the movie I've watched so many times. Every time, like I watched it like 7 times in the movie theater, because Zac Efron is so dreamy. Zac Efron's my favorite actor.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Oh, I love me some Zac Efron. I always watch Zac Efron.
Oh, if
there's anything I like better than Zac Efron, it's RoboCop 2013. Because that's a badass motherfucker.
Right.
Zac Efron playing RoboCop.
Shit. That's what I say.
Yeah, I'm worn out too. I'm going to hang up.
Yeah?
Alright, well, give Norma kisses for me. Tell your sister I love her.
Yeah.
Alright, good night. Hey, what's your name?
What's my name?
Yep.
I'll tell you in person. You meet up.
Oh, come on. I told you where to meet me. I'm at the corporate office at the bike rack.
Oh, man. You're funny.
All right. Love you.
You're funny, man.
Hey, I hope you have good dreams tonight about that awkward moment with Zac Efron.
I'm going to miss you.
All right, honey, baby.
You want me to give you my cell phone number so you can call me sometime?
Nope. I'll call Norma later when you're not home.
I'll give you my cell phone number.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, yeah, give it to the listeners. All right. Area code 515.
Uh-huh, yep.
Yep, what's the rest? Go ahead.
And you fucking come over here. I'll fucking introduce you to some friends. Fucking we'll chill, have a good time.
I can't wait for that.
Right?
Area code 515, and then...
Uh-huh.
All right.
I'll tell you. Hey, let me get your cell phone number.
Nope. You said you're going to give me yours.
How about you give me your cell phone?
I'm hanging up now.
I'll give you a call sometime.
All right. I hope you guys watch Zac Efron, That Awkward Moment, because you only have it for one night. It's due tomorrow night by 8 p.m.
Man. I did not fucking know that.
If you hurry up, you have time to watch it twice.
I thought I had it for 5 nights.
Nope.
Now you fucking tell me.
One night only.
Now you're telling me it's one night?
Nope, one night only.
Fuck, man. Is there any way you can fucking switch it up in the fucking system?
Bye. That was going on way too long. All right. I'm exhausted from that call. I think I'm not going to call the last two people. Let's play a song while I go urinate. What could I play? I could play this. Alright, I'll be back in one song exactly. 5 minutes and 48 seconds. Okay, I'm back. I have two numbers to call left. Two numbers left to call. And now I'm going to call Jamie. She rented two Blu-rays tonight. Because I know the thing I like to do in 2014 is rent Blu-ray discs. Because discs are the wave of the future.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while you're partying.
Oh, yes. It's Matt's favorite song ever. Mukip wants to know what the name of the song is. It's like it's a famous classical song, but I don't know who did it. All right, two more times, five more times. I'm gonna try this one.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Thanks, George. This should be the background music of all future shows. This sounds like something that somebody would listen to if they were into movies that were called That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron. Alright. Hello, Matthew? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Matthew?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm calling from the video store.
Yeah.
You rented RoboCop and Anchorman tonight.
Yeah.
Which one did you enjoy most, RoboCop or Anchorman?
At 3 o'clock in the morning, you're asking me this.
Yes. Thank you for contributing to the prank victim clock program that I've been working on for so long now. Nicole will be so happy about that. Yes, RoboCop or Anchorman?
The prank victim clock.
I'm sorry, what?
The prank victim clock.
No, don't forget about that part. Just pretend I didn't say that. RoboCop, like, I don't know. Did you ever watch the RoboCop from 1990? Matthew? Pretty much I fucked up every single call tonight. I have fucked up everything. I'm going to listen to this tomorrow and be like, what the fuck?
Hello?
Hey, Matthew, we got disconnected somehow. I was trying to find out which movie you liked better, RoboCop or Anchorman. I'm calling from the video store.
No. Don't call me back.
Well, no, I will call you back constantly, all night. I will keep calling until I get an answer. Which movie is better, RoboCop or Anchorman? Why? I better call back 12 more times. I think that's what he said. Call back 12 more times, Brad. Roy, whatever I said my name was.
Hello?
Hey, Matthew.
Don't call me back again.
Oh, I'm going to call back until I get an answer, because this is very important. It's for a survey. It's for the corporate office survey.
You're not calling back again.
Oh, come on. We need your feedback. Like, how can we continue to be a business, a company in the 21st century that all young people use to watch their videos? Oh, man. Come on. All right. Oh, shit. I just... fuck that up. All right, let me try again. Control R for redial. Three calls. That's harassment. Sorry, Maple. Four calls is the new two calls. In 2014.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 515.
Let's try one more time. 12 more times. Fuck the police. Mookup says. Matthew.
Yes.
Personally, I think that the new RoboCop was bullshit. But, you know, I'm pretty old. I'm like 41 years old. And, you know, I liked the RoboCop. Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of, shit. What am I thinking of? The Arnold Schwarzenegger movie on Mars. Total Recall. Yeah, that was another remake that reminds me of RoboCop. I'm sorry. Okay. It's my mind. My mind is old. So, RoboCop. I never liked the 80s RoboCop. What did you think of the 2013-14 RoboCop?
What are you doing right now? I'm making a mess.
It's a survey. It's for the corporate office. We're trying to figure out what our customers enjoy.
Why are you doing a survey?
It's so that we can know our customers better than places like, you know, Netflix and Hulu, because we're threatened by them. We're worried that they're going to take away our business. So we're going to call our customers and we're going to get surveys and we're going to get to know our customers as people. So as a person, what did you like better? Did you like RoboCop or Anchorman? Is it Anchorman 2?
Or did you? So you're at the office right now?
Yeah, I'm at the corporate office, right by the bike racks.
Okay.
Yep. Which one did you prefer? Like, if you could watch one again, if you could put one of those discs in your machine... I think he said call back. You know, it's been like, I don't know, at least 5 years since I've put a disc in a machine to watch a movie. I've never owned a Blu-ray in my entire life.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Oh, come on. This was my last person to call, by the way. Matthew. Come on, Matthew. The world wants to know, what's better, RoboCop or Anchorman? Or maybe it's Anchorman 2 is what you rented.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Aw, Matthew, come on.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice
straight to voicemail. Next, we're going to call Travis Rule, the man who is a gay terrorist. Travis the gay terrorist Rule. He rented Monster High Ghoul School. Hey, Travis.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm calling from the video store, corporate office.
Hey, man, I'm not gonna call up there. I don't really. I'm just sitting here smoking fucking weed, bro. I gotta give a fuck if you call me and not pick me off. Dude.
That's a crime. You're admitting to crimes, and we've got this on recording now that you're smoking weed.
Yep.
We are.
Crap.
Oh man. Oh, you are basically a terrorist.
Well, though, man. I mean, I really don't care if you're calling me. I mean, are you? Do you? Man. You worked for those fags, dude. They had you dressing up in a bow tie and shit, dog. I don't blame you.
Oh, I'm in the corporate office. We don't wear bow ties in the corporate office. We wear neckties. Clip-on neckties.
I bet they're a bunch of bitch-asses to work for. I truly can imagine.
No. We're really cool and awesome here in the corporate office. Like, me personally, I've watched Monster High Ghoul School like 12 times by now. It's the best movie ever I've ever seen.
Did I piss you off? Or...
Hello? Hello, Travis? Aw. I don't know, though. We lost connection or something. All right, so two left.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Oh, it's George's favorite song. Matthew, which movie would you prefer, RoboCop or Anchorman?
What's the deal here? What's so funny?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I tried to ask you this earlier, and you just got mad and hung up on me. You got angry.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? Why are you calling me?
Can you just answer the question, God damn it, and I'll leave you alone? It's for a survey. We're trying to compete with the likes of Netflix and Hulu. Which movie did you like better, RoboCop or Anchorman?
Was Where are you at right now?
Was it the first Anchorman or was it the second Anchorman?
Which, Where are you at right now?
Which one did you rent tonight?
Well, what's your name?
My name is Roy. Look, just answer the question and I'll never call again. RoboCop or Roy Anchorman? What? God damn it.
Roy. No, Roy what?
Roy Gerbel.
All right, Roy Gerbel.
Yeah, yeah. Which movie... Okay, which movies did you watch tonight? Did you watch both of them already? Or did you just watch one? Which one did you watch? It's a survey. Have you never heard of a survey before?
I don't give a fuck what you think you're talking about.
I know which movies you rented tonight. You rented RoboCop and Anchorman. Which one was the best?
How do you know which movies I rented tonight?
Because it's in our computer. You rented them, and we use computers here.
Well, obviously... Dick face, but why would you call me at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Okay, so yeah, you believe me now. You rented RoboCop and Anchorman. Which one is the best? Why is that such a hard question
God,
to answer?
If you call me back and I find out who the fuck you are, I'm going to fucking ruin your life.
Hey, listen, at least you didn't rent that awkward moment with Zac Efron.
You understand me?
We've rented so many copies of that awkward moment with Zac Efron. It's like hilarious. It's always guys renting it too. It's weird. Yeah, so what are you going to do to me if you ever see me? Okay, so thanks for listening, everyone. It was a fun show. I enjoyed it. Maybe I'll try and call these people back, and if I ever put this show on the... What's that thing called? The podcast feed, I will drop these and, you know, extra calls into it. I don't know. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. Go back to harassing Blog Talk Radio or something. We're going to end the show with a song that's called Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and I know that because George told me. Thanks, George.